Good to have you today on a Little Grace to Grow podcast. And today I want to talk to you about the bookshelf. Yes, the bookshelf. Sitting in my office, staring at my bookshelf, I am thinking of the many blessings of this piece of furniture. The bookshelf makes for a nice display of assorted books. It is a pleasant backdrop for any picture. It is also very useful as a catch-all if I don't know where to put something. It will hold it until I decide where it needs to go. It is a source of great knowledge with books on a variety of subjects. I have old books and new books. There are many different colors of books. There are novels, commentaries, devotionals, biographies, and motivational books. My bookshelf is a collection of books that interest me. Even though I have not read them all, it's nice to know that they're there when I need them. The bookshelf keeps what interests me off the ground in a safe place, and for that I'm thankful for this bookshelf. Now, we have a bookshelf in our mind, made up of volumes of memories. Some have been forgotten, some are constantly perused. Some bring us to tears, others inspire us, but thank God for that built-in bookshelf. That shelf that God gave us to invest in and withdraw from. Whether it's childhood memories, or teenage memories, adult memories, parental memories, or whatever. See, we don't need a library card for this bookshelf. We can check out whatever memory is most needed or interests us at any given time. Personally, I can relive pleasant experiences when I'm feeling overwhelmed. I can check out inspirational memories when I need a lift. If I'm feeling despondent, I can revisit a memory that gives me some hope and encouragement. If I need to sympathize with somebody else hurting, I have memories that can help me identify with them. The power of memory, the power of the mind. What a blessing it is to have a built-in bookshelf. The owner of the bookshelf can only check out books he has placed on his shelf. Therefore, it's important to stock up on good books, or should I say good memories, whenever you can. Much of what you put in your bookshelf is your choice, so make some good investments. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, God's word says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Hebrews 12:3 says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Jesus, of course, is the greatest book to browse, as he will fill your heart with everything you need for this life and the next. Some books cost a lot, but they're worth their value if they're read and put to use. I have certain shelves where if I could only preserve a handful of books, I know exactly where they're at. They're books that truly help me and encourage me, and they cost quite a bit, but they were worth it. And so we need to take time and we need to pay the price for good memories. Memorize scripture, memorize poetry. The investments you make in people's lives, those are good memories. Listen to music that inspires you. It will create memories that will help you when you need it. You won't regret having these things invested in your heart and your mind. And the blessing is you'll be able to share it with other people. One of the things I enjoy, I had a couple in my office just the other day, and they were talking about a few books, and I was able to point to some books that truly helped me as a young man. And boy, it puts life in me. Walk Across America by Peter Jenkins is not necessarily a Christian book, but it is a book about a man who wanted to find out about this country. And in so doing, he took on a big challenge, walking the Appalachian Trail, actually from Maine all the way to the Gulf. And in so doing, he received Christ as his Savior on the way. It was just a great story. And so that was just one that stirred me up that I pointed them to, and we talked about other books as well. But Boy, I tell you, it's a blessing to be able to share things like that. There's a scripture in 2 Timothy 4:13, and I'll close with this. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy while he was in prison, "The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books." Paul wanted some good reading material for his final prison stay. He knew where to find them. Do you? I leave you with this question. What's on your bookshelf? Have a great day.